Anthony Minicello, good morning, buddy.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good,
Billy.
Good.
Now, you weren't a kung fu man at the back, were you, Ben?
Well, when you're catching a ball and you got, you know, four or five blokes running down on you, you need to try and protect yourself somehow with the knee up and to the side. But I think Billy protected the leg out with the kung fu kick, that's for sure.
I think he's got at least one session a week with him. Or he's working with other people as well. I think he's working with St Kilda as well.
Isn't he? He's in a mentor and leadership role.
But he's still working with the Melbourne Storm, Billy. And I think we saw, Anthony, a little bit of Billy in this Pappenhausen last night.
Oh, for sure. I thought he had an outstanding game. He looks pretty good, the young kid. He's got some speed and he found some line breaks and some tries. And I think what Billy's probably working with him and fine-tuning is his defensive organisation. I think you mentioned that just it was pretty good last night.
Yeah, I thought he's a fine prospect. When you're looking at, you know, young players coming through, and in particular fullbacks, what's the sort of one thing that you notice about them and you think, well, yep, nah, this bloke's got it. He'll make a good fullback. What's the one sort of key element that you look at?
Firstly, I look at involvement and how well they support through the middle of the ruck, support their forwards. Because, you know, a complete fullback these days has plenty of involvement in the game, then plenty of support plays, like, you know, pushing through the line without getting the ball, that type of stuff. Then when you look at a fullback defensively, it's about, you know, organising the line, probably getting the right numbers, and especially on goal line defence, that's when it really matters, when these are really second decisions that you got to pull some forwards out, pushing them left or right, and try and give your own defensive line the best chance they can to get up and shut down an attacking raid. So, you know, there's plenty of things that I look at as a fullback. But probably the first one is involvement, and then he catches your eye. And then you look at, you know, how is he supporting through the line? How's his defensive organisation?
Yeah, we're so lucky. We've got so many wonderful fullbacks, and you guys have got the best in the game. And I'm talking to Sydney Roosters, mate. Tedesco in great form, isn't he? And while they were, you know, it was a close game in the end against the Raiders last weekend. You know, at 30-6, they were doing it comfortably, and they also had plenty of injuries out of that game. But Tedesco, he keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, well, he's always trying to perfect the game, trying to evolve, trying to get better, and that's what the great players do. You know, they never sit on their laurels. They don't, I'm playing good footy. I'm just going to do the same prep each week. That's the way I'm playing well. But these guys are always trying to push the envelope of training, try new things, do their extras, all that type of stuff. You know? And he's a guy that's always asking questions and trying to get better. So I think last year he sort of warmed into the season with us, new structures, and found it not hard, but an adjustment. For the first 10 rounds, then Origin, he sort of broke out, and after that, he just kept going from strength to strength. And this year, he started like that. So, who knows where he can take his game? It's pretty unbelievable.
And he knows the game of Luke Keary pretty well now. And Luke Keary, you expect him to be named in the halves for New South Wales?
Oh, look, I think so, right? He's just in too good a form not to pick, isn't he? You know, there's obviously some talk around picking sort of the same team and bringing the both halves up into another level and trying to get them back into form. I don't know if Freddie does that or not, but for me, Keary has to be there.
Yeah, I think he's playing good enough football. And the thing about Luke Keary, Mini, he hasn't just done it for a period of 8 to 10 weeks. It's been there now for 18 months to 2 years. And previous to that, he won a competition. So he's put together performances that you have to basically pick him. Yeah, you have to go with him. He's in that good a form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 100% right, Loz. I think, you know, when you look at players and their form, you look at consistency, not week to week, year after year. And he's done that, you know. You're right, for South Sydney when they won the comp in 2014, and then coming across to us, he's been one of their most consistent ever since he's stepped foot in the door.
The thing I like about the Roosters, Mini, is the fact that you've been consistent. You haven't had the same group of players on the field. Yeah. You've got plenty of depth. But this game against the Broncos tonight, I think it'll be a tougher game than a lot of people expect.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a real challenge for us. I think we've been up for 8 or 9 weeks now. We've got a few injuries, a few niggles. So the Broncos sort of, thumbed around the first 40 and got the job done last week, but they're back at home. They need, the pressure's been on them most of the year with new coach and structures. So I think it's going to be a close game. I think, probably 4 to 8 points in this one, but hopefully we can get home.
Mm. There's no doubt. So a danger game. They're going for 9 successive wins, but they're red-hot favourites tonight at tab.com.au, $1.45. Just keep in mind, Boyd Cordner, no Daniel Tupou. This Ryan Hall, have you seen him much in training? Of course, he's the English player, and of course he's coming back from an ACL, isn't he?
He is, yeah. One of the most capped players for Leeds and scores plenty of tries. And when you look at him, you think, He's a lock or he's a forward. He's that big. So,
okay.
Excited to see him come to the Roosters and get a chance.
Yeah. I've said it on this program, Mitty. I just think, the Roosters and South Sydney are the standout
play the
teams.
Grand final now.
Oh, not say play the grand final. I know anything happens, but, I mean, they just look to be the standout teams compared to everyone else at this stage. Is that how you see it?
Wouldn't it be a fantastic grand final? I think deep down, everyone wants to see the arch rivals go at it in a big grand final. It would be probably one of the biggest in history. The build up, it'll be outstanding, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it certainly would be. I don't know how many times they've played.
It's too early to tell now.
There's plenty of things that can happen. But I just look at them. I just look at those two teams at the moment and just think they're way above everybody else. But of course, you've got injuries and you've got state of origin. It's a long season. But the Roosters and Souths, they're just at a different level to all the other sides. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's it.
What else is happening, Minnie?
I'm just doing the school run with my little girl in the car. So
you're a good man, mate. You're
plenty of traffic about, mate.
Yeah. Can you put the shirt back on though for the drop off?
Oh, how's your business going, mate?
Mini fit's going really well. Thanks, Oz. Yeah, I'm running school holidays in sort of the club league's club system with League's Club Australia. So every school holidays, really busy. Yeah. So,
and how do people go if they want to get hold of you?
Just jump on the website, minifit.com.au, and just click the events page and just see where we're at each holiday. So July holidays sort of coming up. We've got a bit of time before then, but in a month or so, all the clubs will be up.
Beautiful.
Ready to go.
Well done, mate. minifit.com.au. Thanks to Anthony Minicello. Good on you, Mini.
Thanks, boys.